And Sweet Mary, who comes to all our different fundraisers and volunteers her time, dropped off a bag of some stuff. It's just, you got to mention this guy. He donated 100 bags at $10 a bag. And I said, wow, that's very nice. What is it? It's Devon's Mackinac Island Popcorn Company. And his gourmet treat is chocolate peanut butter popcorn.
It sounds pretty good to me. Yeah.
And it also means now I know what I'm going to take to my niece's house for Thanksgiving, because I got to bring, I said I'd bring wine. I'm taking pies from Grand Traverse Pie Company, the wonderful pies. I'm taking this popcorn, and I'm taking wine.
We call that added value in our business.
That's right.
Uncle Paul's added value.
We need the added value. It was great seeing all of them, too, at Hobnobble Gobble, and it's going to be even greater seeing them in Monroe for a wonderful Thanksgiving again, the whole family. Happy to see Ryan Daly. And I stopped when I saw the name, and I said, wait, Ryan, who? Wait a minute. But it's not Ryan Day
nope.
from Ohio State. It's Ryan Daly.
You got it. Born and raised here in Southeast Michigan.
So you're a good man who happens to be the president of Corewell Health's Foundation for Southeast Michigan.
Thank you for having us today here, Paul. We're well,
thank you for being
here.
A sponsor.
Oh, we're thrilled. We're thrilled. This is a special day. Tom and Vicky Chelani are just incredible people, pillars of this community. They show up time and again. Forgotten Harvest, the Capuchins, these are wonderful organizations that do incredible service in our community. We're very proud of our relationship with everyone here. And this is a community, as you well know. Detroiters show up for one another.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're the most generous people. And I've been around a little. They're the most generous people in all of the radio people and audiences that I've been with over the years. Why don't you very clearly define Corewell Health's involvement with Hunger Free and the D, and why Corewell Health thinks it's important to team up with Hunger Free and the D?
Hunger Free and the D is serving the same mission that we are serving of caring for individuals in our community in need. People show up at our doors all the time in their time of need, and we're there to help them through their health crisis. And a lot of that also stems from being healthy in the community. We have a long-standing partnership with 10 school-based teen health centers. We run 40 school-based food pantries throughout all of Southeast Michigan to help students.
Corewell Health does this?
Corewell Health does this.
I had no idea.
Absolutely. And we take care of those students who are food insecure. We just this last year launched a food truck, a healthy food truck that takes fruits and vegetables, fresh meat and dairy to students in underserved communities who are in food insecure areas. So we believe in healthy communities. And that goes beyond the walls of our hospital. And we want to show up and support organizations like Forgotten Harvest and the Capuchins and partner with key community leaders like Tom and Vicky Chelani and the many others that are part of this key event. Again, Detroit's a place that takes care of one another. We're proud to be able to take care of our patients every day. And that goes beyond the walls of the hospital and our deep commitment to this community.
Well, I had no idea that Corewell was doing all of that, and God bless you for that. And maybe since we have a moment here, some of the other things that would surprise us that the Corewell Health Foundation is working on.
You know, we're committed to continuing to advance patient care and make it easy for patients to access us, but also to ensure that patients are aware that they don't need to travel anywhere else for the very best care, right close to home. From the shores of Lake St. Clair to the shores of Lake Michigan, you know, our health system covers a wide territory all across our state. Really proud of our caregiving team. So many firsts when you talk about clinical excellence. You know, it's an organization that we are very excited about our future and what we can continue to do to elevate care for the patients in our community.
You're out there spending money to help other people.
We're out there oftentimes also raising money, right?
And raising money?
Yep, absolutely. As a nonprofit health system, you know, the margins in healthcare are not
well,
big.
Well, that's what I was trying to get at is you're being kind. The margins are not big. The margins are not there.
The margins are not there at all.
It's very, very tough right now in all phases and aspects of healthcare.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are trying to work on that.
You know, healthcare in the nonprofit world has always been about a partnership between the community and the health system coming together. And what philanthropy does is it really allows you to fuel your mission in ways that you otherwise can't do. or in ways that you can get there a whole lot faster when you partner together with people, whether it's building project or building buildings or building programs or supporting your team member and supporting the community. We have programs that are fully funded by philanthropy. For example, our Child Life Specialist program that helps our youngest pediatric patients really deal with navigating the health system, whether it's a pediatric oncology case or a pediatric surgery, really guide them through that process and make them comfortable, make them at ease. And when they're at ease, they have better outcomes. And all of that comes from philanthropy. So philanthropy helps in so many different ways, and we're really grateful for this community, for its longtime support. And we want to show our partnership and show up as well, too.
Well, we salute you for some of the partnerships that you've made that are very aware of, very public, and others that probably are in the works right now.
You got it.
To try to tackle what Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan continues to try to tackle, which is the affordability factor.
Yep.
It's a very big and important issue that affects all of us.
Absolutely. We're all in this together. And when you keep patients at the center of your decisions, everything else should flow from that. How do we make it easier for patients, more affordable for patients, and provide the best outcomes for patients in our community? And we have a good relationship with Blue Cross Blue Shield. We're committed to that relationship. We're proud of our priority health as part of CorWell Health. And all of us are working together to ensure that patients have access to the very best care. And it's affordable, it's efficient, and it has great outcomes.
And right now, Ryan and all of his team there at CorWell Health would love it if you would pick up the phone and take advantage of this $200,000 matching from Tom and Vicki Chalani and the Chalani Family Foundation, 855-899-HOPE. That's 855-899-4673 or online at hungerfreeinthed.com, hungerfreeinthed.com. Only about 19 minutes left for this year's efforts, and we hope that you'll help us and then therefore help everybody who are helped by Capuchin Soup Kitchen and Forgotten Harvest. Ryan Daly, president of CorWell Health Foundation of Southeast Michigan, God bless you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Keep up the good work. Let us know at WJR how we can help you along the way.
Well, thanks for all you guys do at WJR in this community. You show up time and again. You've supported our events, you support this community, and we're really proud of the work you do.
Well, that's thanks to Steve Finitieri, our boss, who allows us to do things like that.
That takes a team.
It does take a team, and it takes a guy who understands how important it is to do things like this that may not bring in money, as in revenue for the radio station, but is helping so many people in the community, and that's what we do, and it's thanks to him.
Absolutely. It's that's part of who our culture is in the Detroit community, for sure.
That is the truth. 142 as we continue. Our final segment, Tom Chalani, Dario Bergamo, and if we can find Vicki, we'll get Vicki in here as well to close it out for 2025. So keep the phones ringing. Thanks very much. And thank you, Pat Gloria.